You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast series, we're joined by George Wang, founder of Ayla. Is that how I pronounce it, George?
Yeah, that's correct. Ayla.
Ayla. Excellent, mate. Let's tell us a little bit about Ayla, mate, how it began and the origins behind it.
Yeah, sure. Ayla stands for Automate Your Life Admin. Where this began, so back in 2018, so when my credit card got expired and all my payment to the suppliers stopped, and guess what? These guys are start to disconnect me, like the energy, telecom and insurance and finance guys, and it get dragging me to nightmare for a few months until I fix them. And then I figured out, so all of them are charging me a lot more expensive than where I was when I was signed up. And and then the price is a lot higher than my neighbors, like if I quote at that time again. So I think, why there is no software or tools to help me to organize and manage all these recurring services. And then that's where the Nouvelle idea came from. Later on, we transited it to Ayla.
Fantastic, mate. So yes, a lot of life admin in its own right is a category which is got an unbelievable total addressable market. And at the same point in time, there's so many pieces, and potentially that's why no one's kind of cracked it. Can you talk about Ayla and now that you've mentioned all your life admins, very easy to remember that name now. Talk about what prompted you to start a full-time business in this and how you go about cracking it.
Yeah, sure. When we think about like life admin, there's a lot of things around it. And the reason why we start with that managing that recurring services is because we see that's kind of the creating the most mental loads for a lot of families. Similarly for myself, like back in 2018, so while I had a couple other businesses running at the same time, I was too busy to manage the household bills, and that could drag me into trouble. And then when I look back, each of the services I could easily save like thousands of dollars across the years, because it's a recurring happening. And also when we think about it, like recurring services is about 30% of the household spending, and it's very similar size with retail. So retail is about 30% of household spending as well. But in the retail, when you see like how the internet has changed the retail, it creates e-commerce. The e-commerce has been there for about 25 years. And now I think e-commerce is about 20% of the whole retail globally. And the experience developed really, really good. If you can remember like my first order on e-commerce back in, probably early 2000 was terrible experience. You have to fill in your address, you have to fill in your payment.
Do you remember what that was, George?
Sorry?
Do you remember what that was? What was the first thing you bought?
That's a hard one. Maybe a CD
or a CD. Book. There's a blast from the past, hey? A CD, a compact disc.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, can't remember what exactly the first thing, but I do remember the bad, really bad experience. Because the website crashes a few times, and you probably have filled in your credit card details a few times to complete that purchase, and also the trust issue as well. So you're not too sure. Back then, like when you put your credit card on a website, you're thinking, yeah, is someone going to take my credit card details?
Yeah, that's right. It was almost like the test for your parents. You're like, would your mum or dad or your parents do put the internet, put the details in the internet? And they're all very, the older generation was a lot more scared of the risk of things being stolen. And I still, to this day, I don't think my parents have ever put their details on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you see that's where all the, you know, problems at the beginning of e-commerce. And then, you know, nowadays it's so much better and it's so automatic. Like now, if I shop on a, you know, e-commerce website that I have been there before, I expect it remembers my address. It remembers my credit card details. And that's probably like a very basic expectation. And then I expect it probably knows me a lot better to suggest better products rather than I have to search for a particular thing. Yeah, so and it's about like 20% of the retail market, and it's so much more convenient. But when you look at, you know, recurring services like, you know, energy, telecommunication, insurances, loans, they are still like about a similar experience about 20 years ago that we have. So the internet hasn't brought the same amount of changes to the retail and to the recurring services. So that's why we're thinking, yeah, we should, there should be something.
It's probably because it's too hard to change, don't you think? Like, I mean, people think about it's too hard to change, or it's too, like, the sort of the eye roll. It's like, oh, right, do I have to, oh, maybe there's a cheaper option, but what, you know, what hurdles do I have to go through to kind of change?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's, I think exactly what you said, it's too hard from the technology point of view and also from the industry point of view. But we do see these two trends coming together and creating, so that will create an opportunity to build that kind of like the digital economy for these recurring services.
Yep, and so all your life admin, Ayla, what does it do then in terms of, and what sort of technologies is it using? I mean, you're on a fintech podcast with me, so I'm sure there's a financial element to it, or a financial technology element to it. Do you want to talk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So basically the first pillar of the product is a email connection. So Ayla is a partner with Google and Microsoft, and we basically users join Ayla platform and they can sync their either Google or Outlook emails with Ayla, and basically, based on our algorithm, Google and Microsoft will look at your email box and pick up the bill emails and then download it to the Ayla inbox. And then Ayla AI will read the bill emails and automatically categorize that into different services. So ongoing, when the new bill emails hit your inbox, it automatically got picked up in Ayla. And then it can help you to set automatic reminders on due date, help you with the bill payments. And the best part, it's continuously monitoring your price and the usage and going out to the market and finding better offers and bring to your inbox directly.
So you're really allowing or building a platform to allow, you know, machine learning or AI to kind of, you know, help you move, switch providers, save money without you thinking, really, without me doing too much.
Correct. So there's some example, like if you still remember the old time of the YouTube time, like you have to search for a video you like. And then fast forward today.
I've got a few grey hairs, George. You might have noticed. I'm in my early 40s. So yeah, there's a fair few things that I do remember about the early stage of the internet.
Yeah, and you see today, like the most popular is probably TikTok. You don't have to search; it just play the videos, and you just watch the ones you like, and it sends you. So for us, it's similar. So we're moving from where you know you have to search for offer. You have to do a price comparison yourself, rather than now. So we will use that AI technology to automatically source better offers and of course push to your inbox.
And George, what about things like allowing your bank account, like not just your email, but also your bank account to learn from these things as well with open banking, and we've seen a transaction recently in Open Energy. Can you talk about that and how you're sort of thinking about that?
Yeah, definitely. So after we went live with that email connection and went to the market, we can clearly see there's huge need for user to basically manage all their recurring services. So the emails only will pick up the bills that actually the supplier will send out, but many of these recurring services are like loans, subscriptions, or even gym membership, they don't send out bills to your inbox, so we can't pick it up. Currently, people just adding it manually to the Ayla app and to get it managed. So we recently, so last week, we just released our bank connection feature as well. So user can actually connect their different bank transaction account to Ayla. So now Ayla is able to categorize your transactions and soon will be able to pick up your recurring services from that transactions and utilize a similar method to organize and manage for you.
Fantastic. So like the organized people out there that keep on top of their bills, and I've done a lot of LinkedIn polls over the years about direct debit failures and what's your preferred method to pay. Is it BPay? Is it, you know, like what, there's obviously a problem out there where there are direct debit failures. There's types of bills that you forget, and also the fact that people, you know, suppliers increase their prices and people are sort of loosely unaware of that, or if they are aware of it, then, you know, how do they change and what other options are out there? When you sit in the middle of all of this, how do you think about, you know, yourself trying to make, you know, make a clip, but also trying to make sure that the consumer, you know, has a really good balance of choice?
Yeah, so I think that's probably breaking up to two different questions. So one is about the payment.
I do have a knack for long-winded questions, so apologies about that.
No, that's all right. So yes, probably one is a payment question, and then the other one is a choice question. So yeah, regarding payment, so currently what we do is we actually just sending user to their own banking app. So we prepare all the payment information, we send them to their own banking app so they can easily complete that payment process. And it's actually free for them. But going forward, what we see is the more suppliers joining our platform and when users switch to the new provider, so we'd be able to facilitate that payment for the user and the provider. So a new technology just coming up, and I think it will become really popular in this area, is the Pay2 technology.
Yep.
So basically, it's kind of like the NPP version of, or next upgraded version of the direct debits. We see there's a lot of potential in that, and we believe it will become like a middle payment gateway between the suppliers and the users in that technology.
George, one final question before we sort of talk a little bit about you, the person, George Wang, the founder of the business. But Ayla, like, put your hat on, 12 months' time, we sit here, we do the podcast you know, this time next year. Where would you like the business to be?
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, currently we are raising our seed fund to support us in a few different areas. So one is the what do we call a B2B2C direction. So after we launched the product early this year, there's a lot of different platforms came to us and wanting to say, oh, this is really good technology and we want our members to be use it as well. So basically getting a lot of these inquiries, and we decided to roll out a B2B2C product, which is a white label embedded product solution. We'll push this to a few different partners and to get their members to be able to utilize all the functions of bill management, budgeting and money saving activities. Especially in the areas of like price comparisons, real estate, financial planning, HR benefit programs. So that's one big direction we are pushing. And hopefully that could basically reduce our marketing cost to zero, because that's all the partners bring the volumes in and we will share the potential marketplace revenue with these partners. The second is we are launching into US market. Surprisingly, like we went to US and the feedback is really, really strong. And we see there's less consumer protection in the US, and the market is a lot more competitive and so many choice, and an individual user will be really confused. So we're launching there, prepared to launch next year, 2023. And the last one is to accelerate the supplier onboarding process, because these industries we're looking at are quite old industries, and generally their companies are not, the API or technology ready. So we'll spend more time and effort to actually get a lot more of these suppliers to be technology ready so that they can join the new kind of digital economy of these recurring services that we build.
Excellent. Good roadmap there for the next 12 months, George, and certainly a lot on your plate to think about when you're not thinking about open banking and open energy and all the different categories involved with all your life admin and running the business. What do you get a little bit of downtime, mate? I'm interested to know a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, actually, it's been, as you said, there's so many things happening. So I actually don't do too much else. So it's basically a lot of work.
Full throttle.
Yeah. But other than that, I love to travel. So I've been to many countries and I'd love to keep doing it. Especially when we bring Ayla to other countries, I'd love to go there and start like a startup in those countries. So hopefully that could merge.
Yeah, well, particularly with America. You mentioned the USA. You have a favorite place of interest there in the USA?
Yeah. So I went there September to the InsurTech conference. Yep. Interestingly, so I went there like a couple of days before the conference. And actually, I camped all the way from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Through all the national parks. Yep. So I really love the national parks.
Did you go to Yosemite?
Sorry?
Did you go to Yosemite?
Yes, yes. Actually camped up there and was, I think, like down the hill in the towns, that's about 35 degrees.
Yep.
And up there was 0 degrees. So luckily I had my Melbourne winter jacket on me. So that was okay.
Absolutely, mate. So, well, all the best. Let's hope that you do get some travel with Ayla and also personally as well. But as the business expands overseas and the idea of having all your life admin under one app as well as all your bills and the ability to switch sounds like an unbelievable challenge for you, but at the same time, very exciting. I really look forward to following the progress of Ayla. Looking forward to catching up in person next time we catch up, and also looking forward to having you again back on the podcast in 12 months' time to hear how things have gone.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks, Chris.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred, untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.